It's such an honor to be back here, Cornerstone, the house of God, and I want to go straight to the word of God in prayer. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, God, we know your presence is here. Today, God, as we celebrate Pentecostal weekend, I pray, God, that God, today, Lord, 2,000 years ago, Father, the Holy Spirit visited those 120 in the upper room like a rushing wind. I pray today, God, that all my brothers and sisters have not, Lord, experienced your touch, Lord. Today, let that rushing wind, Lord, give them the tangible presence, God, that they know, Father, that you are with them, God. And I also pray for the fire, Lord, the fire of tongues, Lord, that come upon them. Those who have desire in speaking in tongues, I pray, God, today as they hear your message, as they lift up your hand, Holy Spirit, loose their tongue, Lord, and give them the gift of the fire of tongues, Lord, as they are able to pray in tongues, God. And I pray today, God, we commit this service into your mighty hand. I pray, God, you hide me behind the cross, so that whatever that is said and done, only your name will be glorified, God. I pray today, God, the words that come out of my mouth, Lord, it will not be persuasive words. It will be the demonstration of the power of God, Lord. I pray every word will go forth with fire, God, that God, it will penetrate to our body, soul, and spirit, Lord. Today, God, we come before you, touch our ears, that our ears will be sensitive to your voice, Lord. Prepare our hearts will be receptive. We pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody say, amen, amen. You know, today I entitled my message, Running with the Heroes of Faith. In Hebrews chapter 11 and chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 3. Chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 3, it says that, therefore, since you are surrounded by such a crowd of witnesses, you throw off everything that hinders, the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that marked out for us, fixing our eyes upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that is set before, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endure such opposition from sinner, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. So first and foremost, before we run with the heroes of faith, here they say that throw away everything. If you want to run the race, then you got to throw away everything that hinder you, and the sin, and seriously deal with the sin that so easily entangle us. Here they say that every one of us, we have one life and we have one race, a race that is marked out for us. This race is our temporary life that we live in this world. And the world called it the rat race. This race that we run in this world, it depends upon I, me, and myself. Always focus upon I, me, and myself. And we live in this world with all our reasoning, rationalizing what we see, what we read, what we hear, to run this race the way that we want to run it. But all of us know that we are not rats, right? We are created in the image of God. And God said, I mark out a race for you, and that is God's race for you and me. And God's race depends upon Jesus and Jesus alone, the author and the finisher of your faith and my faith. We only got one life to live and one race to run, and that is God's race. In the Bible, as we read, there are many stories that we heard about men of faith that performed great miracles in the Bible. But there's one chapter that stands out above the rest. Chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11. Often sometimes people entitle that chapter the Hall of Faith. Giants of faith, heroes of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Why is it very special? Considered by many people the most important chapter in the entire Bible. Because Hebrews chapter 1 does not just tell us what to do. It tells us how to assess the power of God. Because you and I need the power. And today, Pentecost Sunday, even more so, that we understand that the disciple turned the world upside down after Pentecost Sunday. That they were filled with the fire of God as they move and share the word of God with boldness. It also revealed the heartbeat that sustained Christian life. Without the truth found in Hebrews 11, religion is just a list of empty rules and ritual. But if we found the truth in this chapter and hear from God and obey what God says, then it empowers ordinary people to become unstoppable forces for the kingdom of God. Extraordinary, not because of our paper, not because of our experience or our smartness. It's because we are filled with the power of God, being led by the Spirit of God to do the things of God. Not just the right thing or the good thing, but the God thing. The God thing. And so, if we want to run with the heroes of faith, first and foremost, we got to surrender everything. We got to surrender everything in order to receive everything and beyond what God has for you. You got to release it. And it is by faith. By faith. To understand this chapter better, then we got to look to the beginning. The writer does not start with a suggestion. It starts with a definition. It tells us exactly what this mysterious force called faith actually is. Every time we talk about, we don't live by sight, live by faith. What is faith to you and me as a Christian? Because it's very important. We need faith so that we can operate and, operate the power of God and the gift of God that God has for us. So the story here, chapter 11, they establish a rule, just like there's a golden rule in the Bible, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, do to others what you want others to do to you. By this chapter, there's a golden rule. The rule is that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says that because anyone come to Him must believe that He exists, that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. We cannot please God just being a nice person. We cannot please Him just following some rules and regulations. We must believe that God is real. God is real, God is alive, and Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We got to believe that He's right here, right now, as we worship Him. Because the Bible says that, as the people worship God, He come and dwell in the presence of your people. It's not about your feeling, that you feel that He's here or not. It's about believing that the Word of God says so. It is done deal, that God is here right now. And when God is here, something great is going to happen. Can someone say amen? So the writer will bring us to the beginning and to understand what is faith all about. So the Bible in Genesis, the first book, Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, if you put God first, the next word will come is, in the beginning, God created. You put God first in your life, you can be sure nothing is able to stop God from doing what He wants to do in your life. His great plan to be fulfilled in your life. Because when you put God first, God create. And God create the whole wide world with His word. The invisible word of God. God said, let there be light, there is light. That's the power of the word of God. And that is where it is important, not only to put God first, but your life, the center of your life, must be filled with the word of God. You must walk in the word of God, the truth that will set you free. That will truth, the truth that will prosper your life. From strength to strength, from glory to glory. I always say I don't believe in prosperity gospel, but I believe obedience to the gospel will prosper you. Seek His kingdom first, and all this will be added unto you. You know, sometimes we love, wow, Pastor Young, you know, they have vision, and the rest of the pastor have prophetic, you know, gifting. I also want to be. God meant for all of us to be leaders. But there are times where all of us are chosen, but few are elected. We want to be elected. Like the brothers of Joseph, the brothers, you know, like David, have a few brothers. But when God began to speak His word upon their life, Joseph have a dream, right? The brother, they all will bow down to him. He will be, you know, a very powerful man. But do you all know that in the beginning, God created the world, but the Spirit of God is hovering the earth when the earth was still void. And God said, let there be light. Let there be light. And that light is not sunlight. Because after that, they say, God divide the light, day and night. That will be sunlight. I think the word of God must be the light. The lamp to our feet, the light to our path. And when you allow the word of God come into your life, many of times the word of God will separate you from darkness into His marvelous light, from the norm into the abnormal life. Because God's separation is preparation for the fulfillment of His word upon your life. So look at Joseph. Wow, you know, share the vision. Every one of us, we want to be great. But the in-between, from now till the fulfillment of God's word, the process of God, the word of God will come and cut you, shape you, mold you, transform your life, and prepare you for the fulfillment of His word. So you look at all the life, all those heroes of faith, when they receive the word of God, vision, and they put themselves and walk in obedience, there is separation. Separation. I place all my guys, including myself, when we come out, oh God, you know, I want to quit drugs, I want to, you know, serve you. Yes. Great plan. God said, I have a plan for you to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. I'll make you the top, not the bottom, the head, not the tail. Every one of us, we want that. And so we obey God. God, you have a great plan. The in-between. And God said that when you come out from prison, I want you to go to a halfway house. Going there, you can't go back home. You don't have handphone. You can't mix around with your friend. You got your own way of thinking. Last time, your waking time, you know, night time is your daytime, daytime is your night time. Now, 6:30, wake up, Bible study. 2:30, you know, prayer meeting. It separates you. For what? For preparation. To fulfillment, the fulfillment of His word. The devil words also separate you. The devil words will separate you to destroy your life. Because the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So we got to know we are in this world and not of this world. And none of us is able to fight with the devil. None of us. But John chapter 4 verse 4, it says, the spirit within us is stronger than the spirit of the world. With the Holy Spirit and with the truth, the devil cannot take it. The devil got to leave you because Jesus said, it is written. We stand in the Word of God. That's the power of the Word of God. So my brothers and sisters, when we want to have the vision, yeah, great vision. Just like you all buy Orchard Tower. Orchard. Yeah, great vision. I think 54 million, you know. Right? Abraham, the story of Abraham, the father of faith, the father of many nations. Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. It says, now take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, go to the land of Moriah, offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. My brothers and sisters, our difficulties or our tension, right, it's not knowing the will of God. It's that we know the will of God, but we are not willing to do it. There's a tension. Just like Paul said in Romans chapter 6, the thing I want to do, I don't do, right? The evil that I don't want to do, I always do. There's a tension. But when God spoke to Abraham in the beginning of chapter 12, God said, leave your place, I will show you, and then I will make you fathers of many nations. Great. Father of many nations. But do you all know that it takes 25 years for the fulfillment of the word of God? That Abraham had to go through all kinds of, you know, fear, fight with the king, fight with, you know, even the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. He had to go through all that. 25 years to learn and know that whatever situation, God is still a faithful God. And to the very last moment, that he and the wife, they are beyond bearing a child. And many times, that sometimes it's not about, you know, we don't do the things of God. We are all very, I think the Singaporeans are all go and get it done, you know. So we are kung ho and we are action, you know, people of action, right? But Abraham waited for 25 years. And sometimes if we are not careful, we can be like Abraham and the wife. We think that God is not going to answer that prayer. And they have their own plan. Help God to fulfill their vision. We know, right? They discuss and give the maid to Abraham to sleep and got a son by the name of Ishmael. Not until they come to the place where beyond their ability. And God said that, just trust me. Next year, this time, you will bear a child. 25 years. You know, God is a merciful and gracious God. The pinnacle of Abraham's walk of faith is not when the birth of the son. Is when God asked him to sacrifice the son. God said, well, like that now we read Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. Sacrifice your only son, whom you love. Many times we can give many things to give. We can give to God our leftover. What is precious to you is precious to God. If God asks you to give something precious, God has something even more precious to give to you. Because God is not a taker. God is a giver. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son for you and me. Sometimes I get excited. When God asks me to do something that's impossible, that needs greater sacrifice, I know greater blessing is coming, man. Because our God is a giver. He's not a taker. And like I say, as Pastor Young and the rest of the pastors that started the church, is it easy? It's not easy. All the chosen few are elected. When you are elected for the purpose, for the position,
greater sacrifice is demanded from us. Responsibility, but greater anointing will be upon your life. Greater love and revelation from God will be unfold in your life. So many of us is like, Abraham. We first become a Christian. Probably we started, going Sunday, attending church, Bible study, cell group. But as we come to learn to love God, have the deeper relationship, close relationship with God, then sometimes God demands from you. Because God has a higher calling, or you are elected for a greater purpose. And so here, look at all these guys, right? They came to this one, Robin, with me for nearly 20 years right now. He's the deputy director. And Johnny, primary six, last week just graduated with a bachelor degree in TCA. This guy, one day I should ask him to come and share his testimony, great testimony, Raymond, and the rest of them. And right now we have like 33 of them and so forth, have diploma, But I always tell them, your certificate will not, qualify you to serve God. You are called to serve God. Your paper only open door, more doors for you to shine the glory of God. And right now, they are married. They have their own family. And this is our photo, the New Caris Mission family. Praise the Lord. You can't tell. All these are ex-offenders. Not the girl. We are all the men we married up. So all our wives, are not the addicts anymore. Praise God. I would like Andrew to come out and share his testimony. How many of you all heard Andrew's testimony? Wow, let's hear from him. Put our hands together, let's welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone. Sorry, good morning. One more minute to afternoon. This handsome guy there is me. The handsome guy on the on the picture there is me, and now I'm still very handsome. I came from a very loving family. Although I lost my father at a very, very young age, but I got a very loving family. My family supports me, and my family are also all Christians. I go to church every single Sunday. I went to Sunday school since I was young. But the difference is that I got no relationship with God. To me, God is just like an ATM machine. I put my card inside, I press whatever amount, that amount must come out. If it do not come out, he's a bad God. And because of that, because I do not have a relationship with him, as I grew older, I grew further away from him. I left God, and the moment I left God, my life started to spiral out of control. At the age of 13, my school realized something. They realized that I was too good for them. They decided to ask me to leave the school and find another better school. After leaving school, I got myself into a lot of trouble, so much trouble. I caused so much pain, so much misery to my family members. I hurt them and I hurt myself. For the 10 years, from the age of 13 years old to the age of 23 years old, I was very addicted to drugs and vices and went into prison numerous times. My life had only four words in Chinese, 就是死路一条. I'm doomed for destruction. But God is so good. He put a comma in my life and not a full stop. Even though I drifted away from him, he was always beside me. Because in my last imprisonment in 2018, he sent a counselor and a good friend of mine who encouraged me to come to the New Caris Mission to seek help. And 8 years ago, I came to the New Caris Mission. That was one of the best decisions of my life. When I came to New Caris Mission, I through the daily Bible reading, the daily quiet time and devotion, I built a relationship with God. I experienced His love. I feel His goodness. I felt His grace. I experienced His grace. And I begin to know that this God is real. And I saw the people in the ministry that His life has changed. That motivated me. But I was not willing to surrender all. When I was new, I always had that thing in me that, why must I surrender everything? Why must I stay here for 2 years? Why must I stay here for 3 years? I became God. I told God what to do. I say, maybe God, 1 year can already. Maybe 2 years? But I also came to the realization, and through His grace, I came to understand that without Him, there is nothing I can do. Without God, I'm nothing. And I chose to surrender my future to God. And through the process of 8 years, He did not build me immediately, but He broke me. He broke my pride. He broke the pain, the bitterness in me. And after that, He started to build me. Today, after 8.5 years, as I look back, I can see that my life is where I am because of God. I was once asked to leave school, but now school invite me back to share my story and run program for them. You know, I was once a taker in the society, but through the new elderly ministry in the New Charis Mission, I'm able to bring joy to the marginalized and the elderly. I only had a primary six education at the age of 24 years old. But in 2020, I went to the School of Theology in City Harvest. I graduated. 3 years ago, I graduated with a diploma in social work. At the end of this year, I will complete my master's in counseling. Wow. God has blessed me with so many things. But the very one thing that I really, really thank Him is that He reconciled me with the family that loved me so much, that I've hurt and disappointed so many times. And He blessed me with a family in the New Charis Mission, a place that I can grow, I can learn, and I can serve in. And as I end my story, I just want to share this, that you might go through a very different situation from me, but the God that changed me is the same God that can change you. And it's not the product of where I am today, but it's the process of surrendering that God molded my character, built my faith, and then He transformed my life. And if He can do it for me, I'm sure He can do it for you. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Amen, amen. You know, it's truly by grace and by faith. If you want to run with the heroes of faith, then we got to surrender everything. Second point is that it requires total trust and obedience to God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is confident in what we hope for, assurance about what we do not see. This faith in God is not just a wishful thinking, that the world tells us that faith is to close your eyes and hoping for the best. The Bible faith is directly, exactly opposite. It is confident and it is a solid knowing what is going to happen. The ability to treat things that have not happened as it is already happening. That is faith. The Hebrews chapter 11 say, that as we look into the promises of God, if the source is from God, all you need to do is focus upon God, because God will provide all the resources. Not according to your ways, not according to your thinking. According to His way and His timing, He will make everything work for good. And so, I want to show you all some of the things that, you know, in our New Charis Mission, every year, end of the year, last 21 days, we will fast and pray, and we ask God next year what You want us to do. And so every year, God will give us revelation. We will just do it and we see results. But in 2009, God gave me a vision. And I wake up, I draw it on the whiteboard. This whiteboard is still in my office. I draw it without picture. I pray for 1 year, nothing happened. By the way, you must understand that during that time, the government already stopped giving places for halfway houses. It's a done deal. 10 over years, they took back hiding place for run a ministry like 30 over years, and they don't give them another new place. Likewise for renewal. It's a done deal. No more halfway house for Christian Christian halfway house. No more place. And so when God gave me this vision, it's not just a halfway house, it's a community hub. It is an impossible task, but I know it's from God. So after praying 1 year, nothing happened. After praying 2 years, in the first year, nothing happened. I start to put picture. Easier to pray, right? You know, you see those pictures. So I began to pray. 2 years, nothing happened. But if the source is God, from God, God will provide the resources. And then within another 4 months, the former minister, Tan Chuan Jin, you know, championed this place. To cut the story short, we say this is going to be a wow place, man. And so when we go in, it's really a wow place. Wow is that, wow, where to get money to build this place? Three quotations, the least one is 1.2 million. We only have 38,000 in the bank. 38,000 there. Within 3 months, I have to come up with 1.2 million to renovate this place. And so, you know, sometimes we pray to God, but we also tell God what to do. We ask God for help. We say, God, that guy got a lot of money. Speak to him. That foundation. Oh, God. That's the one. Yeah, we tell God what to do as if God don't know what to do, you know. Right? But then, you know, one morning God wake me up and say, you teach the brothers all the character of faith, character of love, and character of giving. And so while we are talking about character of giving, the principle of giving, first time I did a faith pledge. I cut a small paper, every one of you. We got 40 plus brothers, and you know, 20 over of them was going through the program. You go through the program, no pay, no money. And only 10 over of us, we got pay, and our pay average is 1,500 to 2,000. And so I give them the paper. I say, come, let us put seed money. And so, you know, when we collect it back, I thought maybe a few thousand seed money would do. You know how much? When we collected and we count, 52,000. I'm like, wow, or so. But my wow is different wow. My wow is a, wow, I don't know whether they understand what is faith pledge or not. You can write all the, you know, the amount, but don't know what. So next morning I went back, I told them, I said, guys, do you know what is faith pledge? It's not anyhow right number, you know. You got to pay. You got to have faith to give. And true enough, they say they understand and they come down with this. $300. They say, Pastor, this is my saving I give. Got 3 months. And then they give. And that 3 months, they experience how God provides. And we collected 53,000. And when I share with the halfway house leaders, their jaw dropped. You know why? Ex-offenders, prisoners, all are taken, not givers. But right now, our life been transformed by God. We have the character of God that we are givers, and we can make a big difference. We can make a big, big difference. And that is where, you know, then God just brought one guy, right? I still need 1.2 million, right? And so 53 got multiplied to 570, we got donation, but still not enough. But one guy brought us to China, and we bought 5 40-footer container, we renovate the whole place. I want to show you a video of that place, okay? And so you look, right now is this. You know, God has made this, the impossible become possible. So in our New Charis mission, our Bible is blue in color. Genesis chapter 1, it says that heaven and earth created by God, the rest all made in China. Because we take everything, everything is made in China. Our, you know, carpet, everything we bought from China. And so the rest are all made in China, okay? Praise the Lord. You know, when you have that faith, that relationship with God, all you need to do is that when the vision, no matter how much it costs, if God is the one who asks you to do it, He will provide all the resources. And that is where your faith can increase as you continue to walk a life. I will close with this. Can we invite the worship team to come up? You know, we live in this world and
And running the race is not easy. You got to be different. God never asks us to blend in. God asks us to stand out. I always tell pastors, I say, pastors, you know, people and problems start with P. It's not a coincidence. Pastors sometimes are very stressful because we deal with people. And when you deal with people, there will be problems. Sometimes we ourselves also feel discouraged. And many of you, you may feel discouraged. But today, Hebrews chapter 12 says that when we run the race, there's a great crowd of witnesses. So you run a marathon, you go into the stadium, the last mile. People are cheering you. And so all these heroes of faith, giant of faith. And if you are tired today, you know, the last leg. If how, when you run and David saw you and David came down and ran with you, what would David say to you? What would David say to you? David would tell you, I think David would tell you, whatever you're going through, seek the Lord and be a man that is after the heart of God. How about Joseph? Joseph, he had been to prison. Not that he had done something wrong, but just staying in the Word of God. Live a holy life and being framed up and sent to prison. Some of you all may be discouraged. People step on your back. And when Joseph come and run with you, what would Joseph say? What would Joseph say to you? Joseph say, whatever situation you are going through, stay close to God and you will experience by God. Whatever situation, by God will make a difference. Engage God and God will make a difference. How about Esther? We take a lady side. There are some ladies, some sister here. If Esther will come and run with the sister that is tired, what would Esther say to you? Esther would say that God has created you for such a time as this. Be bold to speak the word of God so that through you, God can save the lost. And many of us, we are so tired that we can't even run already. We are walking. And we need more than just one person to spur us up. So Daniel's friend, the three of them come and walk with you while you can't run. One of them may give you some massage at the back. Come on then, brother. What would they say to you? I believe that they would say, be a living sacrifice. Worship unto the Lord. And God will always be the fourth person in your fiery situation in the darkest moment of your life. God will turn up. And He will always be the fourth person. So faith, without faith, it is impossible to please God. With faith, the sky is the limit. To God, all things are possible. And everybody say, amen. Let's stand on our feet as we worship God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You've just listened to a production of Cornerstone Community Church. Please note that all unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or sale of the recording is prohibited. For permission to reproduce or distribute the sermon, please write into mail@cscc.org.sg. We hope that you have been blessed.